And now with the first look at what it says in your morning papers, here's Fiona Kelly.
This will be the worst day since the crash. That's the ominous headline on the front of today's Irish Daily Mail, which is paraphrased comments made by economist Dan O'Brien yesterday, in which he said that while the economic crash in 2008 blew the roof off the house, Donald Trump's proposed tariffs could pull out the foundation of the Irish economy. The paper also quotes remarks which Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue made on last night's primetime, saying that he wanted to underline the scale of the shock we could face. In its coverage of the tariff story, the Irish Examiner runs with the line that a new credit union report on consumer sentiment found that households' confidence in the economy has fallen to a 10-month low, with the prospect of a trade war with the US cited as a major concern, along with the potential for price hikes. The impact which the rising cost of living is having on migrants informs a new report from the ESRI, which the Irish Independent runs with as its lead story. The primary finding was that migrants here are more likely to be in work than Irish-born people, but they're also more likely to face greater poverty. A hard-hitting address by the chairman of Iske Éireann, in which he says that a new approach from government and leadership from the very top is needed to meet housing targets, generates the lead story in the Irish Times. Speaking at a conference on urbanism in Dublin, Gerry Grant described the state's water and sewage system as being in a desperate state because of extraordinary complacency and passive indifference around investment in infrastructure. Brian O'Brien's picture in the front of that paper, meanwhile, is of Web Summit Chief Executive Paddy Cosgrave coming out of the High Court yesterday following the announcement that the dispute between himself and shareholders David Kelly and Dara Hickey had been settled. Mr. Cosgrave is in performative mode as he greets onlookers with a jazz hands style gesture. Depraved, that's the one word headline over the picture of the three men who were jailed yesterday for between 13 and 15 years for what Mr. Justice Paul Burns described as the cruel, cynical and depraved rape of a woman they met at a nightclub in Dublin in August 2019. The ongoing search for missing Kerry farmer Michael Gaine is carried on the front of the Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun. Blair's cabinet turned a blind eye to IRA murders. That's the lead headline in the Belfast Telegraph over a story about declassified files which have just been opened at Britain's National Archive Centre, which give details of a meeting held between the then Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, John Reid, and Gerry Adams and Martin McGuinness of Sinn Féin at Hillsborough Castle in 2001. At that meeting, Mr. Reid admitted that his government had turned a blind eye to IRA criminality in a bid to keep the peace process on track. And finally, the Star reports on an online auction run by BRG Gibson Auctioneers, which sold two properties seized by CAB after they were deemed to be the proceeds of crime. The first property in Finglas in North Dublin, previously owned by convicted criminal Ross Browning, sold for €250,000 after two bidders went head to head to buy it. The second was the home of a Moldovan couple who settled the CAB case against them last November, who are thought to have had links with an international organised crime group. Their house in Drogheda, described by the auctioneers as an exceptionally opulent detached villa set on a spacious site behind electronic gates, sold for €649,000 after a bidding war between four interested parties.
Fiona, thank you.